Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
Take us through the primary objectives of the market survey.
The primary objective was basically to identify the market size of accreditation in Namibia.
Yeah.
That means as members of SATCAS, which is the Southern African Development Community Accreditation Services, our contribution as a member state is based on the value of our market.
Yes.
So we wanted to make a determination as the real value of the services that are available in Namibia.
Mm-hmm. Is this for export purposes?
No, accreditation serves different purposes. Mm-hmm. But when there is a requirement for an accredited facility from the importer, then it's somehow included in the contract. But on another level, it is mostly on a voluntary basis unless it is regulated, unless the regulations requires that the facility to provide the service must be accredited.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
It's demand driven also in terms of import and export is demand driven.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So then how does the Economic Partnership Agreement program support this initiative?
The initiative was supported through the provision of the consultant as well as the cost related to the survey. Mm-hmm. The surveyors and the material that they use in as well to for the report to be compiled.
Yeah, yeah. And then can you elaborate on the methodology used for the market survey and then perhaps also take us through the challenges, you know, if any, did the survey team encounter when they did the field work?
Yes, there was the desktop research that focused on what is available on the SATCAS website. Mm-hmm. And then there was an inquiry with the BIPA as to those that are listed as providing testing, inspection, whatever conformity assessment services.
Yeah.
And then the fieldwork entailed the physical visiting of the facility for the enumerators or the surveyors then to question, to attend to all those questions that were in the questionnaire, physically visiting the places.
Yeah. And then that is for those that are listed on the site, on the website.
Yeah. Those that are listed on the website are those that are accredited.
Yes.
So there are also those that are not accredited that we got through our networks and we also visited them.
Okay.
Those that we could identify.
Yes. Yes. And then they will then be added onto the system.
We will have now, we have two lists now. Those that are accredited and those that are not accredited.
So then what were the key findings regarding the national status of accredited bodies in Namibia?
The key finding is relates mainly to the cost of the services being provided. Because in accreditation, you have the initial application fee and then the assessment fees and then the regular assessment. Because once you are accredited, the accreditor has to regularly visit your facility, see whether you still do what you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but the key finding is related to cost. It's a very inhibiting factor because the assessors need to be flown in when Namibia does not have the capacity. So those flight costs and accommodation pushes up the cost.
Now, were there any notable differences in accreditation needs among the regions?
What came out strongly here is that most of the facilities that are accredited are those that deals with testing, medical testing. But otherwise, like the survey took place around the Windhoek area in the north, Erongo in the south. So there was, for instance, in the Windhoek area, before the visits, the number of accredited facility remained the same as 14.
Yeah.
In the north, before the visit, they were 17, and now they are standing at 14 accredited. Erongo increased from 10 to 13. And then there was an exponential growth of labs and conformity assessment body that exists in the south from 02 to 09. Mm-hmm. In total, we have 76 conformity assessment bodies, of which 69 are accredited.
Now, how does the MIT plan to use the findings from the survey to enhance accreditation services in the country?
Yeah, for a start, I should inform the general public that Namibia in 2005 passed the Accreditation Board of Namibia Act number 8.
Yeah.
So that piece of legislation has not been operationalized ever since. So now that we have made a determination of the number of services that can be provided locally, we have now to draw up what we agreed about was a kind of a business plan to look at the sustainability of a body should we operationalize the Accreditation Board of Namibia Act. So that's the take going forward now.
Yeah.
Whether we need a private entity which will become an OMAS or the accreditation functions will remain in the ministry as a department. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise creating an OMAS also has a long procedure to follow. Mm-hmm. But we are looking at those options with a defined business plan to see whether it will be sustainable to have one or will remain within the SATCAS system.
And then without the act, it's basically on a voluntary basis.
For accreditation?
Yes.
In terms of government services, if it is, the regulation stipulates that the test must be derived from an accredited facility, then it becomes compulsory.
Yes.
But it's a demand-driven approach when you have an exporter or an importer that requires certificates to be from an accredited facility. Then it is driven by the demand of the importer.
Yes.
So it's both voluntary and then
compulsory. Yeah. Now, what are the anticipated economic impacts of expanding the scope of accreditation in the country?
The economic impact is more quality of service.
Yeah.
More quality of service.
Very important.
And then
yeah.
If the quality of services are confirmed to be proper, mm-hmm. and then it will enhance the export if need be. And on the other side also, because the testing also includes the environmental issues, like in the mining sector. So it can also lead to proper control mm-hmm. of the environment in the local spectrum. So those facilities or those laboratories that are testing the environment to the effects of the mine mm-hmm. can also lead them to a proper quality of life.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how will the findings influence future trade facilitation and economic sectors in the country?
The trade facilitation already existed within the framework of SATCAS.
Yeah.
The findings is now for the ministry to decide the way forward, whether we are going to have a department in the ministry or whether it's going to be an agency on its own and so forth. But the trade facilitation through the SATCAS mechanism is up to scratch now.
Yeah.
At least it's going.
Yeah.
There is a coordination that is required from amongst the laboratories or the conformity assessment bodies. Mm-hmm. We lack like laboratory association. Mm-hmm. We lack those for coordination to be conducted.
Yeah.
So, but what we agreed is that for the ministry to drive the process of regular engagement. Mm-hmm. So that as we engage, there will be information as to what services are available in Namibia, mm-hmm. how many assessors are available, and what kind of scopes they cover.
Yeah. Which brings me to my next question. How will the ministry ensure continuous engagement with stakeholders in the future?
We anticipate to partner with our agency, which is the Namibia Standards Institution, mm-hmm. and then to regularly, I think on a quarterly basis,
yeah.
to reach out. Mm-hmm. So we will not only reach out in Windhoek, we will reach out to the regions as we have covered the survey, which is the Windhoek.
Yeah.
And then we cluster the North, Erongo, and the South.
Well, that was Mr. Joseph Shikongo, the Deputy Director for Standards, Weights and Measures at the Ministry of Industrialization and Trade.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.